In the case of a primary cold contact urticaria, we have two basic types, that is immediate and delayed. Because when we are discussing the classification, I told you that the cold contact urticaria can be further classified into primary and the secondary types. But the primary is it means the majority of the it comprises the majority of the cases of the cold contact urticaria. So if the reaction comes immediately within minutes, then it will be called as immediate cold contact urticaria, or if it comes after several hours, it will be called as delayed. Although immediate is the commonest form and delayed is very rare. So mostly the immediate primary cold contact urticaria occur in the young adults. It can be preceded by any kind of infection, but the main stimulus is when it comes in contact with any cold object, cold winds or cold rain. In case if a patient consumes any cold liquids, then it can present with the involvement of the mucosa, that is the mouth, pharynx. Systemic manifestations can also occur, that is flushing, palpitation, headache, wheezing, which we call as anaphylactic reaction, can occur after taking a cold water bath, and it can result in anaphylaxis and drowning. So that is why the patient who gives history of cold contact urticaria must be warned about this complication. Dermographism and cholinergic urticaria are frequently associated with the cold urticaria, especially if the patient especially if the patient is doing exercise in a cold room. This clinical manifestation on this type of urticaria may persist for many years. For testing the immediate type of primary cold urticaria, we are going to do a challenge test in which a melting ice cube is kept in a plastic bag and applied onto the skin for 5 to 20 minutes, and the veiling occurs within 10 minutes, usually during the deworming. And the temperature testing device which is used is known as the temp test. Delayed type of primary cold contact urticaria is rare, and can be familial as well.